Visiting now with Senator Jordan Rasmussen of Fergus Falls. Senator, first of all, thanks for taking time to visit with me today.
Good to be with you.
We're here to talk to a little bit about the your Republican leads, both you and Senator Paul Utke of Rapid City, on the Human Services and Health and Human Services Committee. You've written to U.S. Attorney Daniel Rosen asking for an investigation into claims that there's potential terrorism connection with fraud going on in Minnesota. Senator, can you tell me a little bit about what led to this request?
We know that human services fraud is a huge problem in Minnesota, and we've seen the U.S. Attorney's Office point to what they believe is billions of dollars in taxpayer money that is going to criminals. And now we have seen recent reporting about how Minnesota's fraud problem could be financing terrorism overseas. And the concern is with money being transferred from Minnesota, from these fraud schemes through informal networks of money traders associated with Al-Shabaab, which is a terrorist group in Somalia. And so Senator Utke and myself sent a letter to the U.S. Attorney here in Minnesota, Daniel Rosen, to ask that he look into these claims and see if this activity is funding international terrorism. We also have the Minnesota Republican delegation to Congress has also sent a very similar request, and we've been in communication with the U.S. Attorney as they look into this.
Now, I understand that the letter was sent yesterday to U.S. Attorney Rosen. Have you had what have your conversations with him been leading up to sending of the letter, and then have you heard from him in the last day since that letter has been sent?
The U.S. Attorney confirmed that he has received the letter, is reviewing the letter, and looking forward to further conversations with the U.S. Attorney in their office.
Now, this has been something that's been going on for years. In the press release yesterday, this has been reported as early as 2018. How concerning, Senator, is this that this has been going on now since 2018, 7 years later, something's, been reported and working on? How concerned are you that this has been let go since that 2018 report?
That's the part that's very frustrating is, Minnesota has clearly had a fraud program for a while. And if you go back to 2018 and the child care fraud case that originally kind of tipped off on how fraud in Minnesota could be impacting terrorism overseas. And since then, we have just found more and more evidence of how vast Minnesota's fraud problem is and the network of fraudsters here in Minnesota. And so I think the natural conclusion, and I get this question from my constituents, of where did all of this money go? Where did it go? And how do we get it back? And I think that's where the U.S. Attorney's Office and others can help us with understanding where this money went. And is it falling into the hands of terrorist groups like Al-Shabaab?
What's the conversation in the halls of the state capitol in St. Paul regarding this conversation? Obviously, you guys aren't in session right now, but what are you hearing from your colleagues at the Minnesota State Senate?
For Senate Republicans and House Republicans, this is going to be our number one issue in the next legislative session, is demanding accountability from the Walz administration and taking action to crack down on human services fraud. Republicans have been supporting establishing an Office of Inspector General as an additional oversight over the administration to go after human services fraud, and we'll be having other policy proposals that we'll be introducing as well.
To that end, is there any concern that this potential, fraud, terrorism connection could have happened earlier than 2018, or is it? Yeah, is it pretty clear that this started in 2018 and has been moving forward?
Short answer is, we don't know. And I think, that's one of the challenges, is that we're finding out about fraud today that occurred years ago. And so that can be one of the challenges with getting accountability and trying to fully understand what's happened. But Minnesota here at, at the state capitol, we have to get a handle on the fraud problem. We have to tighten up our human services programs, ensure that there's accountability among our state agencies for protecting taxpayer dollars. And then we also have to work closely with the federal government to making sure that wherever these dollars are going, wherever these criminals are going, whether across the United States or abroad, that we're able to work to find accountability.
Anything else about this situation, Senator, that you want your constituents in Fergus Falls and on the western side of Minnesota to know?
We also had an individual who was charged yesterday by the U.S. Attorney's Office for additional fraud concerning Feeding Our Future. This individual was claiming to feed 6,000 kids a day, 7 days a week in Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, which only has a population of 2,500, and was able to steal more than $1 million from taxpayers. So every day we're continuing to see new fraud cases. And in this case, it's painful how obvious the fraud should have been to the Minnesota Department of Education when you have a fraudster claiming to feed 6,000 kids a day in a community of only 2,500 people.
And that individual also operated a second food site, or they claim to, in Moorhead. So, I mean, that's just further exacerbating this fraud, the Feeding Our Future fraud, across the state of Minnesota.
That's right. There are many communities that are falling victim to human services fraud, many Minnesotans who are falling victim to this, and it shows the urgency that we need to have when addressing this issue.
The human services side of it, that fraud, what's going on within the state to combat that fraud? I know that has been going on for a very long time. What's the Senate doing? What's government doing as a whole to try and eliminate this fraud?
One bill that I was the chief author of that passed and was signed into law this session is to strengthen the Office of the Legislative Auditor and giving them additional resources to ensure that state agencies are actually implementing the audit findings from previous audits. We were having challenges where a state agency would be audited and then they wouldn't make any changes. They wouldn't actually implement the recommendations to crack down on fraud that the legislative auditor was putting in front of them. And so this will increase accountability. That was one action we were able to take. I also think the Senate was able to pass an Office of Inspector General bill, and we need to put pressure on the Walz administration to support it and to make sure it becomes law this next year.
Senator Rasmussen, thanks for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Appreciate it. If you have anything, let us know.
Yes, likewise.